Hello, welcome to your weekly news plucks. It's Wednesday, the 14th of May, which you know what that means?
No.
Only 9 months till Valentine's Day.
Woohoo!
Also, I think it's around about our 2 year anniversary.
Since we met?
No, it's been a bit longer since then. But of news plucks, we've been doing this shit. Two years. Two long, long years.
Hopefully.
Hopefully some new stories will come out soon. We have to keep doing the same ones.
Someone might even start paying us. I doubt it.
That's pretty unlikely.
You never know. Or maybe we should start charging for downloads. But then
I think downloads might abruptly stop at that stage.
Yeah. But what if we only charge 1p?
Well, then we'd make, I think, upwards of 20p a week.
Do you think so?
I might be being optimistic.
I think you've been optimistic. And anyway, I'm the optimistic one.
What's the news here?
The news is, Gordon Brown, somebody was rifling through his desk and found in it plans for him to become the new Alan Sugar.
Right.
But for politicians, which I would love to go on this programme. I wouldn't would go on The Apprentice, but I'd like to go on this.
Would you be an aspiring politician?
Then? Yeah.
So,
And he would be Sir Alan. People would go on and say, this is my ideas for policies.
And then he'd go, you're hired or you're fired.
And then he'd, yeah.
It's kind of a nice idea, but one presumes that...
It made politics more interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's been said for a long time that a politics reality TV kind of thing would work quite well.
Has it been said?
It has, I think, yeah.
By who?
Well, the Tories nearly did it. They nearly had a Big Brother style... thing for they were talking about it to find a candidate for London mayor. It's one of those ideas that's been floating around, but no one's actually done. It's because more people vote in reality TV shows than do in the election, so it's a way of making more people vote. But it's been around for a while. But I would have assumed Gordon Brown was quite busy, running the country, being PM to
appear. Maybe this is for after he gets kicked out, because he's not going to last much.
But it might make him more popular, but it probably wouldn't.
You could kind of see Tony Blair doing something like that.
Well, he's the one with the time on his hands.
Well, apart from all the jobs he's doing, running the Arabs and running banks.
I don't think he's doing anything much. I think it's in
name only. Fingering Cherie. Well.
Well. There's a lot of...
People finger Cherie.
Yeah. There's a lot of rummaging around in desks happening at the moment. There's that one, that memo has come out.
Yeah.
We're also bungling housing minister. I don't know why she's bungling, apart from this. Caroline Flint, yesterday, she was popping in. She's got quite a nice green jacket on, actually. Good summer formal wear.
Yeah. Well, actually, I say yeah. No, it's horrible. Carry on.
Well, it's interesting for a politician to wear. I mean, I wouldn't wear it. Well, I hate green.
You hate green?
Actually, I don't mind. I'm mellow to green now. I've used a green pen.
You did use a green pen.
That's interesting, isn't it?
You got a bit of green pen on your neck.
You fine?
Yeah.
That's my tattoo.
Oh, no, it's your beard.
Anyway, Caroline Flint was popping into Number 10 yesterday for a meeting. She took her notes in on the housing crisis, and she didn't have them in... She had them in a poly pocket rather than in a opaque folder. Tabloids had taken a picture of it. All the papers, not just the tabloids. The Times have done this as well, and they've all read what it says. And it says shocking things, like, we can't know how bad it'll get, this housing crisis. When it comes down to it, they can't. You can't predict it. We need to put a plan in place now so it doesn't get too bad. That's what they've said.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds fair. It's vital at this time of uncertainty we show that we're on people's sides. Sizable falls in prices late this year, at best down 5 to 10% year on year is what they're guessing. So everyone's making a big fuss going, oh, it's a really exciting document. What they said is, let's hope it doesn't get too bad. I don't think it's all that revealing, really.
It's annoying me. The whole thing's driven by the papers. I don't think it would be a problem otherwise.
What, the housing crisis and the credit crunch and all of that?
Yeah, mostly.
Well, some of the, so there's less new builds happening. That sort of thing's happening.
Yeah, people aren't signing up to all these new Barrett Home things.
Mm. Does that mean I can have one for 5p?
It means you can have one for maybe, you know, maybe £500,000.
£500,000?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you who could afford a few Barrett Homes.
Who?
Sharon Osbourne.
Mm-hmm.
She's after some more money for the X Factor. The X Factor's coming back really soon. I'll be overjoyed about that. They're starting filming soon.
I'm looking forward to it.
They're starting filming soon, anyway. What they're doing is the thing that they've done with all reality shows for a Saturday night now. They're doing copied from Bruce Forsyth.
Mm-hmm.
The main show on a Saturday, and then a results show on the Sunday. Double the pleasure, double the fun.
Okay.
She's saying, well, if you're going to pay me that, at the moment I'm getting £1.5 million for doing this series. Round it up to a nice cool £2 million, thank you. ITV are thinking about it because they need her. Interestingly, Danny gets a quarter. No, sorry, she gets £500,000. Louis gets £800,000. Simon Cowell just gets all of ITV's money for being the executive producers of everything.
Hmm. Interesting.
It's an awful lot of money, isn't it? Just for going, oh, we got a lovely face. I don't think it's the right song for you.
I'd do it for free. I'd quite enjoy that. And I'm always right.
Would you be a good mentor? More like a dementor.
I think I'd be all right.
You don't know an awful lot about singing, and they would all have to sing House Martin songs.
Would they? Yeah. Oh, is that the new rule? Brilliant.
That's the rule you'd impose.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, why don't you sing Let Love Speak Up Itself? It'll show off your range.
I wouldn't have anybody singing that, actually. I am the person who used to punch people in the face if they danced to Happy Hour at the union, because it annoyed me.
Mm. It's a little bit childish, that.
Yeah, I was a twat.
Like Kate Weeks. Celine Dion's new Imelda Marcos.
Is she? How many shoes does she have?
3,000 pairs.
What?
She's apparently addicted to them. She also enjoys going to play golf.
Just goes to show, doesn't it? People just can't. I've got no imagination.
I mean, how? Hang on a minute. How many years would it take to wear 3,000 pairs of shoes? A pair a day. I bet she only wears about 3 pairs of them. She has her favourite going out shoes, and then her favourite pair of like slippers.
20 years. I mean, it must be really annoying to have that many shoes as well.
How would you choose? How would you ever choose?
And you'd never get a pair really comfy.
Oh no, it shouldn't break them.
Her feet must be shredded to pieces.
Yeah. Maybe she's got some party feet. If you are between 12 and 22, listen to this, you've still got time to save your life. Girls and young women who get regular exercise cut their chance of breast cancer by a quarter if you've got to start doing some running between the age of 12 and 22. But, you know, I wouldn't worry about that much.
Hmm. I didn't do any running between the ages of 12 and 22. Did you?
Only after boys.
Ooh.
I didn't.
Do you chase after girls?
No. I sometimes just take my dog for a walk.
You had a dog?
I had two dogs.
You had two dogs? Yeah. And you've never mentioned this before?
You know that I had two dogs.
I don't know that you had two dogs.
Yeah, little Westies, Bonnie and Hannah.
You had two West Yorkshire Terriers. What do you used to do with them?
They were West Yorkshire Terriers. They were West Highland White Terriers.
Right. Same difference. What did
it's
you do
It's not
the
same difference. Different. We used to take them for walks.
What did
a bit
they
stupid.
Do?
Not much. They're quite sweet.
Did you make them eat dog food off your fanny?
No, never did that.
Surprised. Aliens exist.
We got them when I was 7.
Right.
We're starting to, white terriers are good because they don't molt, so that's why we opted for that style of dog.
Mm-hmm.
They don't molt a lot. so they're quite easy to look after. They're good with kids, and I was 7, my brother was 5 when we got them. So.
Good with kids? So what did they do with you?
And played. They did kill a cat once, that was quite exciting. And one of them killed a chicken, so it was a kitten. It was our new kitten.
Dogs.
And it bit it.
Should. You know, I've said this before, sharks, we don't need them. Get rid of them.
What about Hakuna Matata? The food necklace.
Yes, I know about the food necklace, but we should be at the top of it. Anything that is above us on the food necklace, we should try and destroy.
If there weren't any sharks, something the fish would take over the world. Because nobody's eating them.
But
or the seals or something, whatever sharks eat.
They're not going to eat us, though.
No, but they might start eating all the tuna.
Well, that would be alright, because then the tuna would be inside the other thing, so you could just... It would be like one of those things where you get, like,
a Russian doll?
A sparrow with, inside a
bird,
pigeon.
Inside a bird, inside a bird, inside
yeah,
a bird.
Yeah, which is great. It would be like that with fish.
I do not understand it. Kelly Brook, she split up with Billy Zane, and now they've got back together again, so I don't need to go any further into that. Lovely looking couple.
Interesting, those. Taken up half of the front page of the national newspaper, and there's also the Chinese earthquake, which doesn't been mentioned.
And
there's just a small line on the back page saying bloody chinks.
They've done a story about the Tempe tax. Now, a couple of stabbings happened, and I've got some interesting news on these.
Read the stabbings.
Yeah, re-stabbing. So first stabbing was Jimmy Mizzen.
Yeah.
The Gentle Giant. 16 years old in a day.
Gone to buy sausage
Gone
rolls.
Gone to buy sausage rolls.
Oh, it went after our own hearts.
It is sad. And they feared the guy, the suspect, had fled to Cyprus, where there's no extradition treaty. But it turns out he hasn't. His parents, apparently, have dobbed him in. And I say, well done to them.
Yeah, very well done.
Excellent. So he's been arrested, which is really good news. There's two teenagers have been arrested for the murder. A stabbing happened at like 6 o'clock on Oxford Street outside McDonald's. A man had just gone in to get McDonald's, got his throat slashed in the middle of Britain's busiest shopping street at 6 o'clock in the evening, which is just horrendous.
Terrifying.
They've arrested two people for that as well, which is also good, because it never seems that all these teenage stabbings, they never seem to catch anyone for it, because it's all gang related. This, it turns out, is gang related. And the guy who got killed is actually on bail for a gang rape and a stabbing, which was all part of his gang.
So it was
a rival gang when it did a sort of retribution. And then apparently, a couple of hours later, someone next door to the guy who got stabbed... or someone lived next door to his mum, also got stabbed, but not to death, in Dalston. And could have been a revenge killing from, you know, it's gang warfare. The gang in question...
What are they called?
Tugs from Around. I just wonder how you... Tugs from Around is quite bizarre. There was a list, we found out a list of the gangs in Walthamstow. We've never seen any of them. But it was quite funny, they all had quite stupid names. I don't know what... You know when you're a kid and you go, I'm going to start a club or a gang?
Like the Funny Name Club.
Yeah.
1987.
You know, stuff like that. And then, is that how they happen, these teenage gangs that then go on to stab people? They go, brilliant, we'll have a code, we'll make up a code. Mm. I'll write a special code that we can all write letters in. And we'll give, but they just seem to, you know, give each other nicknames and we'll give our gang a name. You know. It's just odd. I don't know how it
starts. So he was a gang raper?
Yeah.
Possibly.
So he was, yeah, well, he probably was. He was quite a bad man, I think, when he got knifed. But it's no excuse. No, actually, but I kind of think it is.
Kind of think, yeah, it is. I mean, if it was, for example, if...
But not the nice boy, the sausage roll boy.
No, not the sausage roll boy. We
that
like
was a
him.
Tragedy.
We like the sausage roll boy.
But still, you shouldn't, I mean, if you are going to murder someone in retribution, in gang warfare retribution for a rape, don't do it on Oxford Street. A, there's a lot of witnesses. B, it's just a bit antisocial. And C and D.
Very
CCTV.
Very for example, if you've been raped, would you want your brother to go after the person and kill him?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. He wouldn't anyway. I tried to get him to go after someone who hit me in the face once for completely no reason in Mr. that he didn't do anything about it. Some angry drunk bloke just went poof.
What, and just punched you?
I think he slapped me, I can't remember. His friend started chatting me up and I was walking back to my grand's house from the pub that's on the corner. It's maybe 200 metres. I was just walking down the road and this guy started chatting me up and went, "Oh, alright, hello. How are you? What's your name?" "Oh, I think I'm a bit too old for you." Because I remember he was the younger brother of someone I went to school with. And nowadays, I'd welcome it. He's only 2 years younger than me. But at the time, I was a teenager, I went, "No, you're a bit young." And his friend just turned around, "He's not too young for you!" And hit me around the face. It's like, "Who the fuck are you?" That sort of thing happens in Bicester. And the other sort of thing that happens in Bicester.
Well, I would have gone and got revenge and retribution for you, even if your brother wouldn't.
Well, I mean, you didn't know me, so...
But had I known you, you'd have written me a letter. You'd have replied to any of my letters, saying I'm looking for a pal.
This is the sort of thing that happens in Bicester. That sort of thing happens in Bicester. Don't know if it was a gang. Yeah, this sort of thing happens in Bicester. A kinky driving instructor had been paying schoolgirls to go into the woods with him and kick him in the crotch. His name was David Aston. He lived in Whitney, but he used to take girls to woods near Bicester, which is quite near Whitney. Girls between 13 and 15, he had oral sex with 15-year-olds.
Sexy.
Oh, no, he had oral sex with a 15-year-old both times, so obviously having more than once, before two and then three girls kicked him. He got some issues.
And he paid them, did he?
Apparently. So, you know, they got too badly.
Pocket money. Better than nicking, isn't it?
Sarah Ferguson, a.k.a. Fergie, the original Fergie, has been going to Hull for the last 6 months to make a documentary about a family of six who are all on benefits telling them how to stop being fat.
And how's that?
Well, it doesn't say. I've just found out it's happened. I thought I'd mention it. Someone's invented a robot that can stir some soup. Norman Cook. Apparently he's in the Guinness Book of Records for achieving the most UK top 40 hits under different names. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. It's quite good, isn't it?
I knew that.
Can you name all seven of them?
Of the hits?
Seven of the names.
Dave had number one as well.
Yeah. That Norman there. He's not number one, top 40 hits. He's had seven different top names, top 40 hits. Come on, give it a start.
I don't know what you asked. Seven different names or seven hits?
Seven different names, different band names or solo artist names that he's had top 40 hits with.
Okay. House Martin.
Yes.
Beats International.
Yes.
Mighty Dubcats.
Dunno.
Oh, you don't even have a list in front of
you. No, I'm just asking you what they are, so interesting.
Freak Power. Pizza Man. Fatboy Slim.
Oh, there's one more.
And I think he might have been Scanty Sandwich. I think he might have been to do with Scanty Sandwich.
Is that because of you?
It wasn't because of me, I had nothing to do with it.
I'll tell you who hasn't had any top 40 hits under any names. Chanel from Big Brother, whose song called I Want It got to the giddy heights of 157 in the charts. I don't know how many songs they count in the charts, because there's all downloads now, so I guess, you know, the Beatles and stuff are in there, so it's quite a lot.
It'd be quite
still,
interesting to see
it's a bad show.
Full rundown, isn't it? Maybe we should start doing the charts. Top 500. Because it could be anything from any decade now.
Yeah, quite interesting. Maybe we should start doing a show. And then we have to pay copyright.
We could just sing it.
Britney Spears, a picture of Britney Spears here having a fag and pulling tracky bottoms out of her crack. But the interesting thing, I think that's quite interesting, the interesting thing is she's got quite a rounded belly there.
They've probably stretched it though.
Yeah, it does look quite like she's pregnant, but there's been talk of her and Kay Fred getting back together. But I haven't, if I say talk, I've just read a headline on a magazine.
Well, out of this whole episode, he's seems to have been alright, hasn't he? Although,
here's some old stories now. Do you remember Fritzl, Joseph Fritzl, the cellar man?
Oh, whatever happened to him?
Well, I don't know. But what he did do was shift 197 tonnes of earth by hand while building his dungeons. They must have been some feckin' big dungeons, I think. I don't know, it sounds like an awful lot of earth. I think he did it all by putting it, you know, like The Great Escape. He had it all down his trousers. That he'd go back up to see his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd just sort of let a bit out. She goes, oh, so he's treading mud in again, Fritzl.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Go back outside. And he'd go, ooh. And then go down and get some more. I think that's how it worked. Oh, other old news. Madeleine McCann. She's been spotted. There's been a first sighting for ages. She's on a plane to Brazil.
Is she going to have a boob job?
I apologise. Well, yours has gone off more than mine. That's fine. I don't know if she's having a boob job, but she certainly had the wax.
Because that's what happens a lot in Brazil, isn't it? People have a lot of surgery in Brazil.
They do, actually, yeah. And they all have waxes and tiny bikinis. The sort of thing they're into. So I don't know what's happening there.
This is a
that's that news just in. My mum's picked up a parcel from the post office.
Very good. I'd like to just a word of encouragement to the Chinese people.
Yep.
Carry on digging with the school.
Yeah. There might be some loads more of schools under there.
There's loads of schools that you might find some more kids. They're quite squidgy.
Well,
They're more robust than you think they are.
They got 11 out of one school yesterday, which is quite good.
It's quite good, but there's so many Chinese people, you'd think they could move a bit faster.
Well, it was ever such a big earthquake. Is it going to affect the Olympics? I don't think. No, China's quite big, isn't it?
It's very big.
It's a shame for them. They should get some of their Chinese weightlifters from the Olympics.
It's sad about all these kids, because people are only allowed to have one. It's not like Jimmy Thingamy, Mazelle's mum, who's got another five strapping young lads to queue over.
She's got nine.
These have got none.
She's got nine.
Nine?
I think so. Or maybe he was one of nine. Hang on a second. Yeah, he was one of nine, so she's got eight of us.
No wonder she's not bothered.
Probably glad. She'll have two more sausage rolls to herself now.
No, that was awful. It's very sad.
Hey, should I try and win Spectacle Wearer of the Year awards? I wear spectacles. Get modelling contracts, photo shoots, holiday, in Barbados. Now I'm interested. I've never actually bought any glasses from Specsavers though, so I don't know if I will win. Oh, and also, I don't think I'm model material. Okay, this...
No, Gok Wan's doing it. He can do wonders with anything.
Well, he can, yeah.
Anybody
met one last night, her minge out and everything.
Did she? Did she really?
There was a hint of minge.
Me and Carolyn watched Glamour Model programme the other day.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed that when
but
I saw
they,
it.
But they'd covered over the nipples. It was really funny.
What, on the programme?
Yeah.
Okay.
We wondered if after 9 o'clock they took the fuzz away and took the nips.
I've got a brilliant thing here. In the Sun. It's, I think, my favourite thing I've seen ever. Did you see, on Monday, there was the premiere of Sex and the City on in London, here?
Yes.
We weren't invited, so we didn't really...
I've seen something funny about this. Carry on.
It might be the same thing. Did you see Sarah Jessica Parker's hat?
Yes.
It's an amazing confection, I believe, made by Philip Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little like a bit of like a top of an acorn, mm-hmm, with some rays and butterflies in it.
Yeah.
Have the Metro done the same thing?
The
Sun here have shown you how to make your own version. You need to get a a green pillbox hat, and then you get a coat hanger, stick it through, and then you cut the top of a pineapple and just attach them together.
It would have been really funny to... Actually, when we go and see the film, maybe we could go... Yeah, with things on our heads and sit on the front in the middle.
And then you put a lettuce in it. And then you get like a little a sort of model of a butterfly. Oh no, hang on, it says two butterfly illustrations taken from the internet. I guess you print them out and put them on.
Hmm.
And surprise, then put it all together. Bob's your uncle. Exactly like I said. I love that, it's my favourite thing I've ever seen.
Funny. Get carried away, brilliant. Well, the thing that made me laugh about it, I think in the Daily Mail, there's a quote from... Who's the ginger one?
Cynthia Nixon.
Quote from her. Apparently...
Lesbian.
Apparently what she said at the premiere was, "What on earth did SJP have on her head?" And do you think she really called her SJP?
Probably, yes. There was a thing about how they didn't... get on with each other early, and they didn't talk to each other the whole of the premiere. They go, well, let's picture them with their arms around each other. I don't think they probably don't get on that well because they're all actresses.
There's not been any evidence.
But yeah, exactly. At the same time, you get it. Really?
I'm going to believe
that. Or is it just a good story?
I just want to believe they're friends. Ooh! Boris Johnson, he's planted a tree.
Wow, Colin Farrell's got AIDS.
Has he?
Certainly looks like it. Get a load of that.
Oh, yeah.
So, what was that you said?
Boris Johnson planted a tree.
Do you know, I was watching Boris Johnson on something the other day, and I kind of went, I don't hate you. He's talking about how, you know, all the stabbings that have happened,
mm-hmm.
and the lack of respect. And he's going, yeah, no, and but then he was saying, I don't know, he was kind of bullshitting, but at least he admitted there was something wrong, which Ken, I think, always kind of, he's going, no, it's endemic in the culture, there's something wrong, children have no respect anymore, teenagers, everyone's scared of teenagers, and you, yeah, at least you're admitting it, thank you, not that really, you know.
I don't know what good it does, though.
I don't know what good it does. He says he's putting conductors on the buses so that if you feel like you need to say something to some kids on the buses, there'll be someone to back you up. And surely the point would be that they would be policing the buses, not that we still have to police it, and someone would just go, yeah, behind us.
Yeah, and a conductor, you know, it's not like he's going to be wearing a stab-proof vest. Or maybe he is.
They probably will, actually. Big trousers are in.
Good.
They're nice, actually. You like them. Some UFOs happened. Stamps.
Palace happened.
Stamps.
Some football happened. Manchester's been overtaken by 100,000 Scots.
I'm so glad I don't live there.
And they're all...
Weebles in.
They're all sleeping in the streets. And they've... You know, like an oil tanker?
Mm-hmm.
They've got one of those full of carlin, pulled it into Piccadilly Gardens in Manchester, and they're using it like a... You know, just to sell...
Stream.
To sell beer from, yeah. All the roads are blocked. And there's only room for 4,000 of them to watch the match. So the other 96,000...
I'm just going to stand and watch it on a screen. Which they could have done at home. There was a bit they were reporting from there this morning on the news. There was just loads of people, loads of Ouija bastards in the background going, "Hey, Mum!" in faces. Chill out, guys. Grow up. Birds don't want to eat bread. They're sick of it. They say actually they're wheat intolerant. Mm-hmm. What they would like instead is cake.
Or some gluten-free.
Cake, yeah. Porridge oats, strawberries, rice, bits of pastry.
What would the price of rice these days?
Oh, greedy buggers. And there's a picture of a robin apparently about to eat a whole muffin, which is three times the size of it. It says, "Robin retrieves a muffin." I don't think it is. I think it's just standing near it. Is that it then?
Are yes, we done? That's it.
Are we happy?
Well, as happy as can be. On a Wednesday.
It's quite a negative answer there. Look, come on, does that make you happy? The thought that you can make your own hat like Sarah Jessica Parker's.
With an iceberg letter. Yeah, it's very funny.
Just a whole pineapple and iceberg letter. Brilliant. Right, thanks for listening. Bye.
I hope she appreciates that.
We should probably send it to Investigation Tina. We'll be back next week with more news and views and shoes and maybe some poos. Probably not poos though.
A night fart.
It has happened. Might be a bit of follow through if you're lucky. Goodbye.
Right.